The Birdsville track runs from Maree in northeastern South Australia to Birdsville, 13 kilometres over the Queensland border. A range of supposedly reliable sources claim that it's anywhere from 515 to 554 kilometres long. Maybe it expands and shrinks with the heat. However, the general consensus is that it's close to 515. But joking aside, the track's route, and therefore its length, has changed over the years. The Birdsville track was originally an Aboriginal trading route. Listen to the Copramana track for more information. Aboriginal traders travelled by foot, and of course they needed water. So the track hugged the Diamantina River, and then turned south, leading from waterhole to waterhole. Then, in the 1860s, white settlers arrived. There was an air of excitement and expansion. The previous decade had seen the gold rush. Prospectors had made their fortunes with nothing but a pick, a shovel, and a great deal of hard work. Squatters in the bush nearer to the coast now owned comfortable homesteads. Australia was a land where even an ex-convict could get rich. And so, settlers were drawn inland by the lure of adventure and the possibility of great wealth. Birdsville didn't yet exist, and the Birdsville track was called the Queensland Road. Lots were already being taken up along it. The road became both a supply route and the road to market for cattle, sheep and wool. Every cow, sheep and weary traveller relied on the old Aboriginal waterholes. Right up until the early 1900s, when the South Australian government began sinking bores, allowing the Birdsville track to take a more direct route. In the 1930s, trucks replaced bullock and camel teams, and requirements changed again. The track was diverted away from flood areas because the trucks kept getting bogged. And by the early 1940s, the high dunes of Natarani and Urrawalani, that had once taken hours at a time to scale, were as flat as a pancake memory in the dust of a bulldozer. Nowadays, the track's still unsealed, all the way from Maree up to the outskirts of Birdsville. It's maintained by two road crews. They have another 1,000 kilometres to look after besides the Birdsville track, so you can expect the occasional bulldust hole. But they do manage to grade the road 3 times a year, so it can be driven with a conventional vehicle, as long as it doesn't rain. The Birdsville track is something of a highway now. Okay. Not quite that busy. But the South Australian Department for Transport, Energy and Infrastructure does estimate an average of 40 cars a day. Over summer, you'd be lucky to see 4 or 5. Most of the vehicles travel during winter, and most are tourists. But of course, the track's also used by the locals. Between Birdsville and Maree, there are 8 inhabited stations. I'll be talking about those as we come to them. That makes around 35 locals for an area of, very roughly, 80,000 square kilometres, or one local per 2,300 square kilometres. Probably the low side of population density. The tracks also used by the people who support the locals, including John Drury, who gave up a management job in transport to drive for Tom McKay's company, Track Freight. Track Freight's the only freight company to deliver food and supplies along the Birdsville track and to Birdsville, so it is a very important job.
What Track Freight does is basically we're the provider of what they need to keep living, food or whatever it is, so you've got to be able to make sure that you can get through and get the job done. It's challenging in a good way because it makes you come to rely on yourself. There's no mobile phones or telephone services or stuff like that. If you break down out there somewhere, you've got to use your own mechanical knowledge or intuition to be able to get yourself going. So you're very self-reliant. People do rely on you. People are just happy to see you, like when you come up here. You're feeling yourself that you're providing a service to help those people get on. You've got to be the type of person that can relate to themselves. I enjoy it. I think it's just you get lost in your own thoughts. I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm.